God, it's blessed me to be able to be in attendance today and honored to be here. And I just made it in from Alabama. My wife and I, we drove up about 6:15 at home just as the storm was coming through. And I told her, I said, well, I'm going back out. She said, you're going back out in this? And I was like, yeah. I said, I'm going out. I said, I'm going down down the street there to Union Primitive Baptist Church. And she said, well, I'm going to sit this one out. I said, well, I understand. We have been traveling all weekend, and yeah, I certainly do pile up the miles on the car, but you know, when you are working for the Lord, it doesn't seem as if you are traveling. You know, it's a joyous work. I had the privilege this weekend to eulogize a longtime friend of mine. One of our deacons at our church, he passed away, and he was 99 years old. And that's why I said it was a privilege and an honor, because he lived a blessed life. One more month, he would have hit 100. And so I've known him since I joined the church, and he's taught me many things, and so we had his homegoing celebration on Saturday. And as I was doing the eulogy, God brought a scripture to my mind, and I want to share this scripture with you. It wasn't one that I utilized, at the funeral, but it was one that has been on my mind and actually been on my heart since I was at the Little River Association a few weeks ago. I really enjoyed the association. I enjoyed the preaching. I was able to attend on Thursday night and Friday night, and you know, sometimes after having preached so much, it's just a joy just to sit and just to hear the word yourself. And one of the ministers that was there, one of the brothers from Jasper, Alabama, so from my state there, he preached about loving God with all of your mind, body, heart, and soul. If my memory serves me correctly, he came from the book of Matthew, and he also read from the book of Deuteronomy. And he talked a little bit about the Pharisees and how they came to Jesus and asked him what the great commandments were. And Jesus said to love God with all your mind, body, heart, and soul. And it's the first great commandment. And the second is, of course, to love your neighbor as yourself. And then, speaking from Deuteronomy, he talked about Israel and how they had wandered for 40 years in the wilderness due to having worshipped the golden calf when Moses was up on the mountain. God punished them and said that they would have to wander in the wilderness. And even though they were in the wilderness, he still took care of them. Their shoes didn't wear out. They still had food to eat, but they had to sojourn in that wilderness for 40 years. And there came a time when the 40 years was coming to an end, and Moses went to him, and likewise, the same words that was utilized by Jesus, he told them that if they love God and obey God as they get ready to cross over into the promised land, that he would bless them and they would prosper. I want to pick up there, and like I said, it's been on my mind since then, from the book of Joshua. Those of you who have your Bible with you, from the book of Joshua chapter 1. And as I said, the Lord brought this scripture to my mind this weekend because of the loss of my dear friend. And we're going to start reading from verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land when I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand, shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good cheer and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there in the day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I want to speak today from the subject of be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. We have a transition that's about to take place here for the nation of Israel. For 40 years, they had known one leader. For 40 years, they had wandered in the wilderness, and they looked to Moses for their guidance and to give them the word of God. And Moses was able and promised by God to be able to see the promised land. Right. But because of his own sin, God told him, he said, Moses, I can't allow you to step over into the promised land, but you'll be able to view it. And when Moses passed, he had a young man by the name of Joshua that was a faithful servant of the Lord and served Moses faithfully. And the mantle of leadership was passed from Moses over to Joshua. And I can imagine how Joshua felt, having to realize that his friend, his mentor, his leader had passed, and dealing with that natural grief. But now the spirit and the voice of God comes to Joshua, and he says, the Lord spake unto Joshua, and the Lord said, Moses, my servant is dead. Yeah. Now, therefore, Joshua, I want you to take this people over into Jordan. This is a nation that had left out of Egypt as slaves. They had seen many of the great wonders of God, but as I said, because of the sin that they committed, a generation was lost wandering in the wilderness.
Yeah. So here's a generation of people that hadn't had a land of their own for an entire generation, but now they were getting ready to cross over.
Yeah, into this promised land, into the unknown. Yeah, and Joshua, I'm not sure how old he was at the time, but a young man, a man that was certainly a great warrior, but had never been a spiritual leader. Now he wasn't just going to be tasked with being their military leader, but he was also going to have to be their spiritual leader.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the fear that he had. But God gives Joshua this good instruction.
Yes.
I enjoy it, Brother Cagle. My mind goes over to the book of Romans. Just as an aside to this. And over in Romans 8, 29 and 30, and where it reads that those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified.
Amen.
Yeah. We believe over in the Sips River Association, where I serve, that God chose his people in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. That the man is incapable of recovering himself from the fallen state that he's in. But God, when he predestinated us, he called us and he gave us, he justified us, he gave us everything that we needed at that very moment. Joshua. God was reiterating this to Joshua. He was telling him, you have everything that you need.
Amen.
Listen to what he says. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, get up, Joshua, and go over to Jordan with this people and all of this land. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I'm going to give unto you. And then he outlined from the wilderness of Lebanon to the river Euphrates to the land of the Hittites. Now, Joshua knew that this just wasn't going to be a free gift. They weren't just going to cross over and the Hittites and all of the inhabitants of the land were just going to lay down their weapons and say, come on in and have our land. He knew that it was going to be a hard task. In life today, many of us face many challenges. We face different trials and tribulations. Things come upon us unexpectedly in life. Sometimes we transition from old position into a new position, and we're not familiar with that new position. I heard Brother Cagle talk about our wages, and the wages of sin is death, and when you work a job, you work for wages. A few years ago, I transitioned from a job I had in Carrollton, Georgia, over to the head of HR at another university here in Atlanta, and I remember my first few days on the job, and it was my first time leading an entire department, and I called my wife one afternoon, and I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And she said, well, pray about it, and the Lord will lead you and guide you. But that was 5 years ago, and every day got a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Every day got a little bit better. And the decisions became a little easier to make. And now it's almost like second nature. But I can imagine how Joshua felt. I'm now the one that everybody is looking at to lead, to guide, to make decisions. These families, these people, they're in my care. But God wanted him to know, I am with you.
That's right.
He said, be strong and of good courage. Well, let me go back to the verse before that. Any man shall not be able to stand before thee. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
Yeah.
Joshua, don't worry. I was with Moses. I'm the same God that I was yesterday, 1,000 years ago. I'm God, and I won't change. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
He said, I won't fail thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
One of the things about, I'm going to use air quotes, one of the things about some of our Christian brethren that I view sometimes on social media and different other places, and even if I hear those brothers talk, is sometimes I hear so much negativity. Well, you know, I've got this going on. Well, this is happening. And, well, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. And I want to say to my, I say to myself so much, if you have faith, Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God has already predestinated us. He has justified us. He has given us everything that we need to deal with any trial, tribulation, or obstacle that we have to face. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes I may not worry, but I also know that I have a Savior. I have a Lord, a Father that I can turn to. I could go down on my knees and I could pray. And here God is assuring Joshua that I'm here with you. I won't fail you. I won't forsake you. Then he says, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance in the land which I swear unto your fathers. That was the first time God told Joshua to be strong and of good courage. I want you to stand before my children, my people, and I want you to be strong and have good courage. Why? Because they need to see that I'm with you and that you trust me.
Yes. Great.
One thing I learned in my job, I was just telling you guys about, I quickly learned that the disposition or the demeanor of my team mirrored my demeanor. If I came in one day and I was agitated by a project or something that was happening, and they could see the agitation, then I noticed that they were a little bit more agitated, a little bit more, you know, unsure about what was going on. But if I came in and I was in a great mood and we were talking and I had a plan in place to handle whatever was going on, then their demeanor mirrored my demeanor. And so God wanted Joshua to be strong and of good courage, because he knew if the people saw him leaning and depending on God, then they would have that same demeanor. They would go forth and take this land and possess the land that he had already promised to them. He said, go into the land, take the people which I swear unto your fathers, only be thou strong, this is the second time, and very courageous. Sometimes when we are courageous, we can step out on faith, and we know that God has ordered our steps and he has taken care of these obstacles, but we have to face it.
Yeah.
The Bible says, ask and ye shall receive. But it also says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. There has to be some action. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. You have to believe that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We're all predestinated, saved in Christ since the foundation of the world. And he has already predestined. I heard Brother Cagle made this statement about the word destination. And God has predestinated us. And we have a destination that's already been set. I think of a GPS. Of course, traveling as much as I do up and down the highway, I don't
have to use it as much anymore, but when we travel to places I've never been, we have the GPS, and you set in the address to the GPS, and that address is going to give you the most direct path to where you are trying to go. Now, you, since sometimes make a wrong turn or get off a wrong exit, and the GPS will redirect you, and you're still going to get to your final destination. Yeah, but it might take a little bit longer than what the original time was that you put in, because you got off of the right path, and you got, you either went left or right. I use that example because it says, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand.
Yeah,
that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. So I've used that example in that the destination is not going to change, because God has already predestinated us. Yeah, but sometimes if we turn to the left or turn to the right and we don't stay on that path, it might take us a little longer to get there. Yeah, but we are going to get to that destination.
Yes.
So he was warning Joshua that I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous. He said, but I also want you to stay on the path.
Yeah.
The path that I've laid out for you. The path of following God's word, keeping his commandments, loving him with all of your heart, mind, body, and soul, doing those things, and the people will prosper. They will get to the destination. They will get to the promised land that I have promised their forefathers. He went on and said, have I not commanded thee? Verse 9, be strong and of good courage. That's the third time. That he said, that be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Sometimes when unexpected things occur, when troubles or tribulations come before us that we are not expecting, we tend to be afraid. I have two daughters, and they're in their 20s. One is about to finish college at Kennesaw State, and I remember she came to me one time and she said, Dad, I got, you know, all of this stuff, you know, assignments for school, like this happened, and I just don't know how I'm going to deal with all of these problems. And I said, you remember a few years ago when you had, you know, I forgot what it was, I said, you remember that problem you had a few years ago, and I kind of outlined it for her, and she said, no, I don't remember that. And I said, exactly. Problems come, problems go. You remember some you don't. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
He has you on the right path. So he said, be strong and courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Wheresoever thou goest. So Joshua, he, having received his instructions from the Lord, he went before the people, and he sent out two men into the land to spy. And they came across where the Bible says she was a harlot, Rahab, went to a harlot's house named Rahab, and they lodged there. And I guess there can be some debate. The Bible said the harlot's house, but she had enough of the material that it seemed like she might have changed her profession at the time, and she was able to confess and believe, and I've heard the stories about your God and how he's brought you out of Egypt and parted the Red Sea, and she confessed the belief in their God and helped them. So some would say that she had changed her profession, that she had been saved, or she was one of the children of God. But needless to say, Rahab assisted these men and saved them. And when they came back and overtook Jericho, Joshua and the men told Joshua about her, told them to save her house.
Yeah.
God expects us to do exactly what he has told us to do. He gave Joshua instructions for bringing down the walls of Jericho. Yeah, if you follow the Lord's instructions, if you are strong and of good courage, if you are obedient and love him with all your mind and soul, any walls that you may encounter in your life, he will bring down. Mm-hmm. He's already fought our battles. He's already predestinated us to be his sons and his daughters in Christ. And all we have to do is be strong and walk in the path that he's already set before us. And Rahab, being one of those people, she was saved by her faith. Her family was saved. Yeah, and so as I get ready to go to my seat, I just want to encourage you all to be strong and of good courage in the Lord.
Yeah,
I know there's going to be trials and there are going to be tribulations. Yeah, but God has already saved us. He's already brought us out of the muck and the miry clay. He's placed our feet on a solid foundation.
Yes.
Yeah, and we are in him. We was in him since the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Yeah, and knowing that our salvation has already been obtained. We wrote our name in that Lamb Book of Life a long time ago. We just have to be strong and stand on the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you all. I'm so glad
Amen.
To be
Amen.
Here.
Amen, brother.